There's nothing doing. That's not a lashon of kedgerishin. That's nothing. Rashi says, "Yomel leklum lezgarish." In kasev lashon zeh beget. If this lashon was written inside the get, nothing is doing, because that's not called gerishin. That's called cheres. You're freeing your shivcha, but not your wife. Oh, malal leshivcha. Let's say you say to your maid, your shivcha kananis. Hareyat materas lechalodom. You are now allowed to get married to anybody. Layom aklum, it's also not saying anything. That's a lashon gerishin, that's not a lashon shichur. He changed it around, it's no good. What's going to be, Oma loli ishtoi harayat liyatzmecha? If a man writes in a shtar to his wife for the get, by saying harayat liyatzmecha, you should be for yourself. Ma, what's the lecha? Me, I'm going to do, he said, the lecha komalo. The husband just meant to say, you should be for yourself, means you can work for yourself, and you don't have to work for me anymore. But not that I'm giving you a get. The husband meant to say, I'm like completely getting rid of you, I'm giving you a get completely. That's the lashon of harayat liyatmo, you should be for yourself. So that's the question. So Amale Ravina Ravashi, Ravina said back to Ravashi, Toshma Kamani, I'll bring you proof that this is a good lashon for gerushin. The Tanya would run like this. Gufoy shall get shichra. What is the lashon in the get shichra? When you want to free your Revit Kananya, Shifna Kananya, you have to write a get shichra. What lashon, what words should be written inside it? It should be written in it, Hare Ata Ben Charet. If it's to an Eved, you should be a free person. Or else Hare Yat Liatzmecha. Or else you could say to the Eved, you should be for yourself. That's a lashon shichra. That's a Kal V'chaima now. Hashta. Like for sure, by Nevet Kanani, there the master owns them completely. You have a kinyan aguf, you own him, like you own your chair, you own an evid. So therefore, and still we say, when the master says to his evid, you should be for yourself, he meant to say for this evid, you should be freed completely. Not just that the work should belong to you, but he meant to say to the evid, you're completely freed, you're completely for yourself. Said, so for sure, by Isha, by your own wife. To like legufa, a husband does not own his wife, like we had before already. She doesn't belong to you, she's not like your chair, you don't own your wife. She's just a lochi, you have a kinyan ishus. You have a special kinyan in her, that you made kedushin with her, that she's also to live with any other man. But you don't own her. So lekoshchen, isn't it for sure, that if you tell your wife now, harayat liyatzmecha, you do not only mean to say that the work you do should belong to you and not to me, but for sure you meant to say you should be completely for yourself, and that's a good lashon gerushin. Omale Ravina Ravashi, Ravina said to Ravashi, Omale Liavdoi, if a master says to his Eved Kanani, Ein liyesik b'chol, I don't want to have anything to do with you anymore. My, is that good for lashon shichur or not? Is that saying I'm letting you go free? Or maybe no. I don't want to have to do with you also. Maybe you only means for work, but I still want you to be an Eved Kanani. Me, I'm going to do, he say, Ein liyesik b'chol legamri. I don't want to have anything to do with you completely. Come lay, I'm telling him, which means I want you to go out to be free. Be a Ben Chera now. I do, maybe no. Limlocha come lay. Maybe you only meant to say to the seven, I have nothing to do with you, means for work. You don't have to work for me anymore. But you still remain with the din of an Eved Kanani. You're still also to marry a Bas Yisrael. You're still potter for mitzvahs. You're only like an Isha. You only have mitzvahs like an Isha. So that's the question. What does the word Ein liyesik b'chol mean? Omale Rav Nachman Rav Ashi, the last is the back of Ashi. V'yamalon some say Rav Chanin Mechuzoy Rav Ashi. Toshma, come and I'll bring you proof. It says, Alocha, we had, Hamoy Cher Avdol Yad Kachovim. If a person sells his Eved to a guy, so there's a Knas Mid Rabbanon that we say, Yotzel Echeres, that Lamaisa, if this Eved ever runs away from his Goyish master now, the original master, the Jew, has to free him. It's Knas. We don't want you to sell your Eved Kanani to a guy. Because by a Jew he does mitzvahs, by a guy he won't do mitzvahs. So it's a knas that if you do sell him to a guy, and for some reason he runs away from the guy, the Jew has to free him. And it says, but sorrow get shichur, you have to write him a get shichur. Mirabarishan, when he runs away from his second master, the guy, the first master, the Jew, has to write him a get shichur. And Amr of Shimon ben Gamliel, Pameh Devar Mamurim, when was this said? That the first master, the Jew, has to write him a get shichur. If he never gave him in the first place, the shtar called oinoi, we'll soon see what that means. A special the document. But if when the Jew first sold him to the guy. At that time, right away, he wrote up a shtar oina and gave it to his eved. So he says, "Zeh shichroroi." That shtar oina is also a shtar shichro, goes out free with that shtar. In other words, true, the Jew was selling him to a guy. So calls the money's by the guy, he has to work for the guy. Just if he runs away from the guy, he automatically becomes freed because the first Jew gave him a shtar oinoi. Now, heichi domi oinoi, what is this shtar, this document called oinoi? What is written inside it? What did the first Jew give his eved? On the Rav Sheshes, the kosovlei, it was written in the shtar like this. Keshetivrach mimeni. If you run away from me, or else you run away from this guy, ein li yasek boch, I have nothing to do with you anymore. And still we say, that is a lashon of a good shtar shichrur. So you see, when the master writes to his eved, I have nothing to do with you anymore, ein li yasek boch, that is a good lashon shichrur. Therefore, when you give your eved a shtar oinoi, the shtar oinoi is the get shichrur. That whenever the eved runs away from the guy, so he's freed from the guy. As far as the first Jew goes, he now has a shtar shichrur. He's freed from him also. He becomes the bencher. Now the Gemara says, Omar Abaya, ha-mekadesh b'milva. If a man wants to marry his wife with a milva. A milva means a loan. That means last week you loaned this lady $100. And now you come to the next week and say, ha-reyat mekadeshishly with that loan. With the money that I gave you last week, I want that money to be the kesef of kedushin. So the locher is, ain't a mekadeshes. There's not mekadeshes right now. Because you're not giving her anything right now for kedushin. The money, the $100 you gave her last week, we say, milvel lehoitzo nitna. When you gave her the loan is her. It's her money. She owns that money. She has the chiyuv to pay you back the money, true. But the money she got last week is now, it's her money. So you can't marry her now with her money. Kedusha means the man has to give him his own money. So if you stand say you want to be Mekadisha with the money I gave you last week, nothing doing. That money was not given l'shem Kedushin, and that money is not the husband's money anymore. It's her money. You can't marry her with her money. You have to give her your money. All right, turn over. So Mar says, what about the Hanos Milva? Let's say the husband says, I want to marry you with the enjoyment, the Hanor from the Smilva. We'll soon see what that means. One way to learn is he says, now I free you from paying back. That's what the husband says. I'll be moichi you, you don't have to pay me back the money. So with that enjoyment, that Hanor, that you don't have to pay me back the money, I want to marry you. So there the locher is Mekudeshes. Yes, that's called a good Kedushin. Because Hanor, enjoyment, is also called like Kesef. And we'll have Gemara later. If the husband dances in front of his wife, and to see a dance costs money, and he says, like, I'm dancing in front of you, I'm giving you this enjoyment, you can marry your wife with that. Like, if you give her enjoyment, Hanor is called like Kesef. It's called like Shavah Kesef. See, here, that's a tremendous enjoyment that she's freed now from paying back alone. So if you're Mekadisha, Bahanor is Smilva, then we send the Kadesha, the Kedushin is Chal, but you should know with the Rabbanon, though, but your Salas is Kain, you're not allowed to do that. Because it looks like ribbis. That looks like ribbis. It looks like after this loan right now, you're giving us something extra. So since it looks like ribbis, you should not do it. Tomorrow says, let's see. What's the case that you want to marry her with the enjoyment of the loan? Elaine, if you want to tell me, the ask for that at the beginning it was real ribbis involved. That means you first lend her $4, and the condition was she has to pay you back $5. Elayma, the asker for the omni, zokfa means you stood it away. You stood it up and spoke out clearly. The omalo, arbo b'chamisha. That last week you lent this lady $4 with ribbis on the condition that she has to pay you back $5. Yeah? And now you come to her next week and say, listen, that $5 that you owe me for ribbis, I'll let you keep it, l'shem kedushin. So first of all, the Gemara says, that can't be the case, because if so, hi ribbis mal yisu. Here it says, l'shnid is only haromis ribbis. Haromis ribbis means it's trickery, it just looks like ribbis. That's only midirabona, but not a ribbis midiraisa. If this would be the case, that's real ribbis midiraisa.
that if you lend somebody $4 on the condition they have to pay you back $5, that's ribas d'oraisa. So the Gemara speaks out. The question is not that the kedushin should not be chal, because we hold ribis. If somebody does pay back ribis, the person has a right to keep on to it. It's your money completely. Like this money is the husband's money. So the kedushin would be chal still. The question only is, but the lashon is no good. It says before it's only haramis ribis. It looks like ribis. If this would be the case, that's ribis mamish. The yoit second of the Gemara is the kasha. Haino milva. Secondly, the question is no. The kedushin should not be chal at all. Like, you're not giving her any money. What happened here? You lent her last week $4. On the condition, she's supposed to pay you back $5. Now, the $5, the $5 she's supposed to pay you, it's like a chayv. She, like, owes it to you. It's like a milva. But it's considered her money. She owes you her money. So you can't say now, I'll be mekadesh you now to say, keep that $5. That $5, again, it's like a milva. It's not called right now the husband is giving her anything. That money is her own money. It's only a chayv. She owes that $5 back to the husband. Just like she owes the $100 to the husband. But the husband now cannot come say now, I want to be mekadesh you with that $5. That $5 is not the husband's yet. If she would have already paid it up to the husband, and now the husband would give it back to a l'shem kedushin, that would be good. But here we're talking about before she paid up the ribis. Just the fact the husband says, you owe me this extra $5. So this $5 now I'm saying, that's $5 I want to marry you with. Nothing doing. That $5 is the milva. The husband did not give it to her. It's not called tesav of the husband. It's not called a ma'aseh kedushin. So that can't be the case. So Mar says, let's read, you know what the case is? The avrach lo zimna. The case is like this. Avrach lo zimna means, when you lent her the $100, so she's supposed to pay back to you within 30 days. Now you're told, listen, I'll do you a favor, and I'll let you hold on to this $100 for another year, or for another 30 days. So that's called enjoyment. And Rashi speaks out, Rashi learns the pshat is, that really people will pay money for that. Like she would have paid somebody a pruta, that person should talk to the man, to be nice and kind, to let her keep the money for another 30 days. So it's worth a pruta, at least a pruta to her, in order to be able to hold on to the money another 30 days. She would have paid a pruta for that. So now the husband says, you know what, I'm giving it to you for free, this enjoyment. So the husband is not marrying her with the money that he gave her, but he's marrying her with this enjoyment, this hanor that I'm giving you now, that I'm going to let you use my money for another 30 days. So that's called money worth something. But the Gemara says, you should know, lechatchilis also to do that, because haramis ribis. It does look like ribis. It looks like the husband now is giving her something, is giving her something extra. So therefore, since it comes, really Tosh speaks about this, Rishonim, even though the Gemara in Ezer Nesher says, you are allowed to go to give Reuven money, to tell Reuven, do me a favor and lend money to Shimon. Because ribis is only yasar from the malva to the loiva, only between those two people. A third person has a right to go and give $10 to a malva to say, listen, do me a favor, you're a millionaire, I know this guy here needs money, do me a favor and lend him $1 million today. So you're allowed to go and give the guy $10, because you're not the malva, you're not the loiva. But over here it's different over here. Because here, like when the husband gives her, he's getting back. So the kid says from them alone, therefore I'll co-point him with the Rabbanan, though it looks like ribis, so you're not allowed to do this with the Rabbanan. Right. Omar Rova, Heilach Mona, if a man says, Heilach Mona, take this money. He wants to marry his wife, he tells her, take this ring, but on the condition you give it back to me later. So Lachar is b'mechalakona. If you want to buy a house that way, I'll give you money to buy the house, almanas, that you give me back the money, lekona. B'isha enu mekadeshes. You want to marry your wife that way, nothing doing. The pinyin aben enu b'day podi. You go to a kohen that way, it's not called a pinyin aben. B'truma, but by truma, yotzi yedei nesina. That's called a good nesina. If you give the truma to a kohen, and tells the kohen almanas, he gives it back to you, that's good. But the yosalaska, you're not allowed to do this. Because it looks like a kohen that's working by the fields to get his truma. In other words, you know for sure that if you're going to do this with the owner, that you're going to let the owner give you the truma and he'll take it back, that from now on, for sure, he'll give you all his truma. So it's called like you're working to get your truma, the kohen's not allowed to do it. But our co-pointer is called the good nesina by truma. So Gemara says, what's going on here? My kesavah rabba, what does rabba hold? E kesavifri holds. Matona manas lahasar. Shmo matona is called a good matona. So in other words, afilu kulanami.
So it should be good for Kedushin, it should be good for buying a field. In other words, I'm giving you the money now for present. With the condition, though, that you have to give it back to me next month. So behold, Shmei Matan is called the Matan, it's called I gave you something. Like for this month, I gave you something. So if you gave us something, it should be a good Kedushin. It should be a good sale also. You gave money for Kesk Kinyan. El of the other side is, because if he holds, Loi Shema Matana, no, it's not called a giving. If I give you something, I'm going to ask you to give it back to me. It's not called I gave you anything. Then the owner never gave the truma away to a kohen. There's a mitzvah that Yisrael has to give his truma to a kohen. There's a mitzvah nesina. So if you tell me now, if you give the truma to the kohen, on a condition, the kohen has to give it back to you, why is it called your mekayim, your mitzvah nesina? That's not called a nesina. The yoy, secondly, Harav Udiyama, Rav himself holds and said that matana manas last the shema matana. It is called a good matana. The Yama Rav said, "Hey, look, esrog zeh. If a person on Sukkot goes to his friend and says, listen, you don't have an esrog, you could use my esrog. Hey, look, esrog zeh, take my esrog, but amanasha techzruli, I want you to give it back to me." So not loy vechzira yotz, if the person took it and gave it back, his yotz to the mitzvah's esrog. At the time when you took it and used it, it was called your esrog. It's called a good matana, even though you have to give it right back. But if you do not give it right back, lo yotza, then you're not yotz in the mitzvah, because it was never yours. So you see, Rav holds shemei matana. So if so, why is the kedusha or mechira no good? So the Mari answers, Elo Amar Rav Ashi, really I tell you, Bekulakani, by all these cases, the kinyan does take place. You could buy a field by paying money with a condition to give it back to me. You could make a pinyan event that way. But Lovar Maisha, what Rabbi meant to say is only for Kedushin it doesn't help. You know why? Because the lady we had before, Kinyan Chalipin does not help by Kedushin. Because since Chalipin is possible with a Pochus Meshav Pruta, it's not called a good Kinyan Kesev for Ishus. So the Pashtun Mishraim means to say it's Exerim and Rabbanin. That if they would say a matana manas laster helps, it looks like chalipin. Because chalipin is also you give away your handkerchief and then you get it back again. So if you tell me now you can marry your wife by giving her something and then she gives it back to you, it looks to people as if you made a king in chalipin. And people come to learn that king in chalipin helps. And really chalipin does not help. So Mishum Exera, Mishum Chalipin, they said this king in matana manas laster also does not help. Omale Rafuna Bar Bray, Rav Nechemya, the Rav Ashi, Hochi Armina Mishmei, the Rova Kabosich. We also said over the name of Rova like you that that's like the Pshat. The reason why a Matana Manas last, if he gives a ring to his wife, Al Manas to get it back does not help for Kedushin, even though me the rice, so really it should be good, it's only with the Rabbanan that does not help. Omar Rova says like this. If a man says, Tain Mona Leplani, or the Faket Isha, the lady says to the man, Tain mona l'pleini, I want you to give money to this person.